A Quiet Evening, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Dylan whimpers as Shunwei's hand idly toys with his caged cock. He shifts slightly, not quite trying to get away, his ass clenching around the hard cock spearing him open. Stay still, Shunwei admonishes him. Dylan can feel his chest vibrate with the sound pressed against Dylan's back. Jolan settles in place, and Shunwei's hand moves to Jolan's balls. He fondles them lazily, and Jolan keens, his ass clenching again as he forces himself to stay still. "Will you turn the page for me?" Shunwei asks. Jolan moves his hand to the book Shunwei is holding one-handed, his fingers shake enough that he almost doesn't manage to get hold of the page. It crinkles slightly under his unsteady grip. "Careful," Shunwei says, a small warning in his tone. Jolan slows his movement, very carefully turning the page for Shunwei. "Thank you," Shunwei says politely, his hand never quite stopping playing with Jolan's trapped cock. Even after hours of sitting, speared on Shunwei's cock, Shunwei is still as hard as when they started. His teasing ren physiology or some of his teasing powers making sure of that. Jolan has never been entirely clear on which it is. Jolan's thighs, on the other hand, are shaking, his ass clenching around the intrusion. Tears keep pooling at the corners of his eyes, rolling down quietly along his cheeks. Shunwei sighs and closes the book. He leans forward to set it down, and Jolan moans as the movement shifts the cock inside him. Shunwei rubs a hand over Jolan's shaking thigh and makes a little hum. "Down on the floor, I think," Shunwei says. "Finally," Jolan thinks. He tries to get up, but his legs feel like jelly, and Shunwei has to help ease him off his cock and then down to the floor. Shunwei helps him onto all fours, pressing his upper body down gently until his ass is sticking up in the air, the side of his face pressed against the floor. His thighs quiver slightly, and Shunwei strokes a hand over his ass and down his thigh. "Can you stay like this, or do I need to tie you down?" The question is gentle, and Shunwei's hand against his thigh is warm, easing the strain. Jolan isn't entirely sure of the answer. "I leave you free for now," Shunwei says, before Jolan can make up his mind, moving his hand to Jolan's other thigh. Jolan closes his eyes when Shunwei's cock slides back inside him. Shunwei rolls his hips, and Jolan can't help the moan that slips out. Shunwei makes a few slow thrusts, angling just right to hit Jolan's prostate. Jolan's cock presses against its confines, the cage preventing it from filling out. Jolan presses his arms against the floor more firmly. Shunwei starts fucking into him with more force, his balls slamming against Jolan's ass. Jolan's hands and knees slide against the floor as he tries to keep in place. Shunwei's hands grip around Jolan's hips with bruising force, pulling Jolan back in rhythm with his thrusts. Jolan is only half aware of the mewling noises that Shunwei fucks out of him with every thrust. Shunwei's hips stutter slightly and he grunts. He buries his cock deep inside Jolan's ass as he comes. Shunwei's cock pulses inside Jolan, filling him with Shunwei's cum. Shunwei stays where he is, stroking Jolan's back and ass. Jolan whimpers quietly, his cock straining and throbbing inside the cage. "Still all right?" Shunwei asks, his hand settling on one ass cheek, rubbing over it with his thumb. Shunwei's cock softens inside Jolan's ass, but he still doesn't pull out. All Jolan can manage is a noise that he thinks might pass for some sort of affirmative. Even knowing what's coming, the sudden splash of hot piss against his insides is a shock. It stings against his abused hole as it leaks out around Shunwei's soft cock, running down Dryland's ass and thighs, the acrid smell of piss assaulting his nostrils. Humiliation burns hot inside his belly, and tears sting at his eyes. His legs are trembling again, and his knees slide against the piss splashing against the floor. Shenwei's arm around his waist stops him from falling down. He feels Shenwei ease his soft cock out of Jianlan's ass. A mix of piss and cum dribbles down Jianlan's thighs. Jianlan sobs, pressing his heated face against the floor. Humiliation and arousal twist inside him, his cock still trapped and utterly useless. "That's enough for now, Jianlan," Shenwei says. Jianlan shakes as another sob rips through him, and there's no way he can answer Shenwei. Shenwei's arm around his waist is the only thing keeping him in place. If he lets go, Jianlan will just slide down onto the wet floor. Shenwei seems to realize this too, and simply lifts Jianlan up into his arms. Jianlan whimpers and curls his body closer to Shenwei. "I'll run you a bath," Shenwei tells him. "And then we'll see about having you come as well, all right?" Jianlan doesn't answer, just sobs and shakes as Shenwei carries him to the bathroom. Jianlan thinks Shenwei might use his powers to actually run the bath, because he doesn't let Jianlan down from his arms until he's lowering Jianlan into the warm water. His tears have dried as they waited, and he whimpers as the water stings at his hands and knees, rubbed raw against the floor earlier. Shenwei takes each of his hands in turn, soothing away the sting and healing the scrapes. Then he reaches down into the water, covering Jianlan's knees with his hand, and does the same. He reaches deeper into the water, and Jianlan keens as Shenwei's hand brushes against his trapped cock. Shenwei hums a little, and presses a kiss to Jianlan's temple, and somehow, one-handedly manages to remove the cage. There must have been some dark energy involved. Jianlan's cock aches and fills out, half hard in the warm water. Jianlan thinks he's too tired to quite care. "May I join you?" Shenwei asks, one hand stroking Jianlan's hair and the other just keeping Jianlan from sliding too deep into the water. Jianlan nods slowly. Shenwei shifts him enough that he can slide into the bath behind Jianlan, legs to either side of him. He settles Jianlan against his chest, and Jianlan turns his head enough that he can press one cheek against Shenwei. "I'm going to touch your cock now," Shenwei warns him in a low, steady voice. Jianlan tenses slightly, but doesn't try to stop him. Shenwei's hand touches him lightly, his fingers gently circling Jianlan's cock. It doesn't quite hurt, and Jianlan sighs and relaxes. The soothing warmth of the water and Shenwei gently stroking his cock into full hardness feels nice. The heat builds back up slowly inside him, sweeping in waves over him as his cock jerks and he finally, finally comes. Shenwei holds him as he shakes through the aftershocks of his orgasm. He keeps holding Jianlan long past the time that the water should have cooled down. The end.